You're on The Burt Show.
Get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Quick content warning for sexual violence because we're talking about that Harvey Weinstein conviction that's just been overturned. So you would have to have been living under a rock to miss this. But Harvey Weinstein faced almost 40 years in prison based off of a couple of different convictions. And one of them was just overturned for his 2020 rape trial. The New York Court of Appeals decided that the judge's handling of this case was biased. Now, it wasn't completely a majority, or it wasn't a complete unanimous decision from the court. The majority opinion said that there was bias within this trial, but there are still some judges that do not agree with this at all. A lot of people feel like this is a step back for victims of sexual violence because obviously he affected so many people in Hollywood with his behavior. His predatory behavior. So he was serving a 23-year prison sentence in New York. So that's been overturned, but he still has 16 years at a separate facility in Los Angeles for a different conviction. So, I mean, he's not just out running wild,
yeah,
but it's definitely very disheartening for a lot of people.
And imagine being the victim that went through that. And then you finally feel like you get, and closure is a bad word to use for anybody who's been through something like that, but you feel like justice has been served. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden that rug gets pulled out from underneath you.
Yeah, especially for it to be a majority opinion. I mean, for one or two judges to have that opinion that it was biased and that they had people testify that had nothing to do with this case, but it's really disheartening.
You know what I hate also is that the message that it sends out to other women that have been in this situation also that are looking at this high profile case and probably going, okay, you know what? You know what? I am going to speak my truth. And then when you circle back, finding out that, you know, he's going to get off of all this, it's got to be really, really deflating.
Yeah, it sends a message for sure. In other news, Owen Wilson, he turned down $12 million apparently to star in a movie that portrayed O.J. Simpson as innocent. His morality came through. He was like, I don't want any part of that that makes O.J. Simpson look innocent. Which when I read that, I was like, hell yeah, Owen Wilson, like, obviously not. And then I remember, I'm like, oh wait, his conviction was that he was innocent. So I'm like, you can have your opinion about the case, but I mean, at the end of the day, the court ruled what it ruled. So I guess, how do you really back out of what I guess was factual?
You know, these are questions for people that have values and integrity. We don't ask those questions in here, Abby.
$12 million. I'm like, I could throw my integrity out the window. I know Owen Wilson is doing just
Save
fine.
That. Thank you.
Most people would agree with you.
Do a lot of things for $12 million. But apparently this movie has been in development for 9 years. Obviously, Owen is not a part of it. So we should be seeing it out sometime in the near future because nine years, that's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Long time.
And the ending of that movie changed recently. The script kept going.
That's a fact.
They got to have an amendment at the very end. Okay, for you, what is the perfect movie length? Like when you sit down to watch a film, what's like the max amount of time you're sitting on the couch and paying attention?
Hour and a half. That's all I got.
Hour and a half?
2 hours tops.
2 hours tops.
6 minutes, Bob.
6 minutes. Pass out.
90, no more than 90 minutes.
Okay, so Americans think that the perfect movie length is 92 minutes. A new poll just came out where people will not sit down for longer than an hour and a half. Only 15% of people want the movie to be 2 hours or longer. I feel like Tommy is a part of that 15%. Mm-hmm. And only 2% of people want to sit through a 2.5 hour movie, which is interesting because I feel like two of the biggest movies of the last year, Barbie and Oppenheimer, were all longer than 2 hours.
Were they?
They were, and the Eras Tour movie is like 3 hours long, and Lord knows I was sitting through that multiple different times.
See, I mean, I think that speaks volumes of those movies when you don't realize how long they were until you rattle off the stats, because I loved both of those movies and never thought about taking off.
Yep, one of my favorite movies of all time, Pride and Prejudice. I think that's also like a 3 hour movie. So I think the moral of the story here is that as long as it's a good movie, people will sit down for it. But if your movie sucks, shorten it up, please.
2 hours used to be standard, right? But like now, for some reason, 2 hours feels like a long time unless it's an excellent movie.
No, I always thought 90 minutes that's what was standard.
Was 90 minutes standard?
And then we just slowly kept getting, if I see anything that's getting close to 3 hours, I'm like, I feel like the director was very full of himself in thinking that everything he shot was like needed to be in this movie.
That's like a Martin Scorsese or Spike Lee type thing. Like, my work is so good.
Yeah.
There's no way it can be edited. Everything is awesome.
A 3-hour movie for me is going to become a series really quickly. Yeah. That's going to be broken down.
Yeah, yeah. Make it a Netflix series at this point. But if you want to watch a movie that's 92 minutes long, you can check out Dodgeball, Kung Fu Panda, Beetlejuice, Monsters, Inc., or Toy Story 2.
But why is it we can't sit through a 2-hour movie? But we can sit there and binge watch 6 episodes of like a docuseries.
That's a good point. I guess it's that whole leaving you on the edge of your seat thing.
Yeah.
But if it was in one episode and it was 6 hours, you wouldn't even give it a try, probably.
Probably not.
No.
All right, Rebel Wilson's upcoming memoir release is pushed back due to her comments about Sacha Baron Cohen. I'll tell you what she's already revealed about his alleged actions on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.